always think of the Ospedale della Pietà in Venice, where Vivaldi worked, as being an orphanage. But the standard of music education was so high that there were some girls who were not orphans who studied there. One such student was Anna Bonn de Venezia, as she was known. She was from a musical Italian family, her mother being a well-known opera singer and her father a librettist and a set designer. The couple were working in St. Petersburg when Anna was born in 1738, and they returned to Italy, and Anna entered the theatre at the tender age of 4. Her instruments were flute and voice, and she showed an interest in composing. She was only 12 when her first flute sonatas dedicated to Frederick the Great were published. Anna Bonn left the theatre when she was 17 and went to work with her parents at Princess Wilhelmina's court in Bayreuth. There she found a like-minded patron, passionate about music and about the flute. By now, Anna Bonn was publishing chamber sonatas for flute and harpsichord sonatas and an opera. All of her compositions were written before she was 20. When the cultured Princess Wilhelmina died, Anna Bonn and her parents returned to a life of touring. In 1762, they took up employment in the court of Prince Nicholas of Esterhazy, where Anna Bonn's mother took part in operas by Haydn. Anna Bonn then simply disappears from history, save for an announcement in 1772 of her seeking a divorce in Venice from an Italian tenor whom she had married in 1770. Her musical style lies between the Baroque and the Classical. It's full of gallant charm, as you'll hear in this recent recording of the Allegro from her Divertimento in D minor. The recording is by an American early music group, Baroque Infusion, and it's part of what is called the Virtuoso Project, in which they explore the music of historical women composers. Was Anna Bonn's Divertimento in D minor, performed by Baroque Infusion.